Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 22nd of December, the 356th day of 2025. A week and a half from now, we will be in the threshold of 2026. Borrowing from Shakespeare, with a hey and a ho and a nonny nonny no, oh, the wind and the rain, my girlfriend and I and our gathered stalwart crew weathered through the 23rd annual Winter Solstice Party, perched on the upper mini-meadow of the Western Bank Esker, known as Terra Plen, along the Stillwater River in Old Town this past Friday. The trees danced while the rain arrived in sheets from the south. Thanks to preparing the fire pit the night before and not removing the cover and igniting the kindling until a momentary pause in the plentiful precipitation, we soon had a sufficient blaze which we fed with plenty of dry wood for the next couple of hours. Fortunately, we also had the dry area under the carport nearby to congregate at. 3 days hence will be Christmas, an easier time for some folks than others. Several key components comprise the myth: wandering, homelessness, poverty, the severity of nature, balanced by compassion and the comfort of community. One Christmas I'm not likely to soon forget occurred 44 years ago when I had returned east temporarily for the holidays to visit my young daughter and son living with my former wife in Brockton. Custody issues had begun regularly punctuating when I could see my children, and on Christmas that amounted to a narrow window from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the evening. I had spent the previous night with a friend in East Milton who was leaving for work before dawn, so we bid our adieus and I drove off in my 1971 Ford Ranch Wagon, meandering north toward Boston, with almost no one out except for the occasional homeless wanderer. Slowly I made my way to Boston's North End, then Beacon Hill, then veered east toward the shore to Dorchester, where it was now 8 o'clock on Christmas morning, and the bars were opening, and an idea hit me for making an adventure that would easily take me to a bunch of places I had not been before. I stopped at that first bar in Dorchester, where already a couple of folks had arrived who were about to order. I bought them drinks and chatted for several minutes and then left, looking for the next open bar on my way southward, which happened to be in Quincy, then Weymouth, then Hingham, then Cohasset, then Scituate, then finally Marshfield, where at Ocean Bluff I had bought the last round before I left and caught Route 39 back to Route 23 and into Brockton by 5 o'clock, sober as a judge, since I had been drinking virgin Cape Codders all day, augmented by a great breakfast in Quincy and a fine lunch in Scituate. Some of the folks I met that day said they would rather be at the tavern than at home. Some say they had no home to speak of to go to. All appreciated my parting with a portion of my Christmas bonus from work to buy them a holiday libation. So in turn, they all became a new Christmas bonus for me, expanding my sense of Christmas. Birthday boy Kenneth Rexroth has something to say about this in his poem Confusion of the Senses. Moonlight fills the laurels like music. The moonlit air does not move. Your white face moves towards my face. Voluptuous sorrow holds us like a cobweb, like a song, a perfume, the moonlight. Your hair falls and holds our faces. Your lips curl into mine. Your tongue enters my mouth. A bat flies through the moonlight. The moonlight fills your eyes. They have neither iris nor pupil. They are only globes of cold fire, like the deer's eyes that go by us, through the empty forest. Your slender body quivers and smells of seaweed. We lie together listening to each other breathing in the moonlight. Do you hear? We are breathing. We are alive. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Jean Racine, Giacomo Puccini, Connie Mack, Kenneth Rexroth, Lady Bird Johnson, Barbara Billingsley, Peggy Castle, Dick Perry, Barry Jenkins, Steve Carlton, Diane Sawyer, Maurice Gibb, Robin Gibb, and Rafe Fiennes. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1666, King Louis XIV founded the French Academy of Sciences. Today in 1849, Russian writer Fyodor Dostoevsky received a last-minute reprieve from the firing squad he had been stood in front of. Today in 1965 in New York City, David Lean's film adaptation of Boris Pasternak's novel Dr. Zhivago had its world premiere, starring Omar Sharif and Julie Christie. And today in 1989 in Berlin, the Brandenburg Gate, which had been obstructed in 1961 by the newly built Berlin Wall, was reopened during East and West Germany's reunification. Heavenward, for the next few evenings during twilight, about a half hour after sunset, look to the southwestern sky for our steadily waxing crescent moon rising incrementally higher above the horizon each evening. Also, around midnight tonight on the north-northeast horizon, the low-key Ursid meteor shower, usually at a rate of 5 to 10 meteors per hour, will radiate between the Big Dipper, Ursa Major, and the Little Dipper, Ursa Minor. Polaris, the North Star, is also part of this scene. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with the Word in Edgewise, welcoming this first full week of winter and the 52nd week of 2025, and wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. Keep the faith.